This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, deadline nears for public comments to stop WIP expansion. Tuesday, August 11th is the deadline for comments to the New Mexico Environment Department to oppose the new shaft to expand the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP. Sample public comments are available at CCNS's website at nuclearactive.org. The New Mexico Environment Department allowed the Department of Energy, DOE, to begin digging the new shaft in April, 7 weeks before releasing a draft permit for the required public comment and hearing process. The new shaft would allow new underground rooms that could more than double the disposal area because the existing permitted panels will be filled in a few years. The shaft and new rooms would provide capacity for more waste than legally allowed and for new types of waste, including high-level radioactive waste from Hanford, Washington and other sites, commercial waste from West Valley, New York, weapons-grade plutonium from the Savannah Riverside in South Carolina, and 50 years of waste from building new nuclear weapons. The WIP expansion would allow the facility to continue disposal operations indefinitely, essentially forever, even though the existing permit states that waste disposal ends in 2024. The DOE wants to eliminate any date to end WIP operations because it has no plans to have any other disposal site. As in its name, WIP was supposed to be a pilot plant, the first of multiple geologic repositories, but there is no other disposal site. The Environment Department ignored the comments of almost 300 people and organizations that opposed the new shaft last year and stated that the request should be denied. But the Environment Department must consider and respond to public comments it receives. At the public hearing, witnesses must testify under oath and be cross-examined about the new shaft and WIP expansion. The decision to allow construction of the shaft has been appealed to the New Mexico Supreme Court by Southwest Research and Information Center. The litigation claims that the temporary authorization to allow construction is prohibited by regulations and prejudices the public comment process. In fact, the draft permit makes no substantive changes to the provisions that DOE proposed in 2017 and again last year. Quote, "This disregard for the law and regulations that govern WIP translates to a gag order on the people of New Mexico," said Laura Wachampino of the Multicultural Alliance for Safe Environment. "Our homelands and home state have become a national sacrifice area again, where regulations and laws that protect us are flouted. Allowing shaft construction to begin without public input shows that DOE and the New Mexico Environment Department think they can continue these unlawful practices," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to access the sample public comment letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.